They survived a harrowing sea crossing from Africa, but they'd been refused entry into Italy and have been caught in a political stalemate. The Italian government says they have to leave. The ship's crew is refusing until everyone is allowed off.
We will never leave the port as long as there's one person on board our vessel which has the right for international protection, which has the right to reach safe land.
Two rescue ships, Humanity One and Geo Barents, arrived in the Sicilian port of Catania on Saturday with a total of 621 migrants. Only around 450 were allowed to stay. The Italian government says they were not vulnerable and should be repatriated to Germany and Norway, which operate the ships that carried out the rescues. The right-wing Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni pledged a crackdown on migrants during her election campaign. Those aboard the Humanity One and Geo Barents are feeling the effects of that. But humanitarian groups have started legal action against the Italian government.
There was a discrimination also in the moment when someone go out of the ship. Okay, we don't know how. No, we know how this selection was made. Okay, and we think that it was not a selection based on with the right method.
Humanitarian organisations say that the Italian government is clearly in breach of the United Nations Convention on Human Rights and that they are confident of winning any legal battle, but that takes time and it still leaves hundreds of migrants living in a political no-man's land.
Critics of the government say it is playing political games and thousands more migrants enter Italy under their own means or are rescued by the Italian Coast Guard. And those saved by foreign ships represent only a small percentage. But the trauma for those stranded on the ships can only get worse.
They have fear in their eyes and that they are pushed back into international waters, maybe even pushed back to Libya. So all the memories come up on their journey, what they experienced, saw people dying, saw people going missing in front of them. They don't want to go back to these places.
As winter sets in and seas become rougher, one thing is certain, more migrants will need to be rescued and more will die. Tony Birtley, Al Jazeera, Catania, Sicily.